Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like your brain's a hamster wheel spinning at warp speed? Like there's just too much noise, too many demands, too many thoughts vying for your attention? Yeah, me too. That's why we're here, to navigate this crazy world together and find ways to chill out, recharge, and reclaim our inner peace. Today's episode is all about something powerful, something simple, yet often overlooked. Positive affirmations. Listen, I get it. Saying things like, I am strong, or I am capable, might feel a little cheesy at first. It's almost like you're trying to convince yourself of something you don't even believe. But here's the thing. Our brains are wired to respond to these kinds of repeated messages. Think about it. When you hear criticism, doubt, or negativity, does it just roll off your shoulders? Nope. It gets stuck in your head and can really mess with your mood and confidence. The same goes for positive affirmations. By consciously choosing to repeat positive statements about yourself, you're essentially rewiring your brain to focus on the good, the possible, and the strengths you already possess. You're shifting your internal dialogue from a critic to a cheerleader, someone rooting for your success and well-being. And that can make a world of difference when anxiety starts creeping in. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about affirmations. 1. Specificity is key. Don't just say, I am happy. Be specific. I feel calm and centered, or I am grateful for this moment. Are much more powerful. Think about what anxieties plague you most and create affirmations that directly address those fears. 2. Present tense power. When crafting your affirmations, always use the present tense. Instead of, I will be less anxious, try, I feel calm and in control. This helps your brain believe it's already happening, not just hoping for it to happen someday. 3. Consistency is king. Just like any skill, using affirmations takes practice. Make it a daily ritual. Say them out loud, write them down, or even record yourself repeating them. The more you repeat them, the more they'll sink into your subconscious and start influencing your thoughts and actions. 4. Feel it to reel it. Don't just say the words, feel them. Really try to embody the emotion behind the affirmation. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and visualize yourself experiencing what you're stating. This emotional connection amplifies the power of the affirmation. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, it's not about achieving some perfect state of bliss all the time. Life has ups and downs. The key is to use affirmations as a tool to navigate those challenges with more resilience, grace, and self-compassion. Some days will be easier than others. Just keep practicing, and you'll see the difference over time. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're about to give a big presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and all those familiar anxious thoughts are starting to creep in. But before you spiral, you take a deep breath and repeat your affirmation. I am calm, confident, and prepared. I have the knowledge and skills to deliver this presentation with success. You feel yourself relax just a little bit. Your breathing slows down. The tightness in your chest eases up. You stand taller, your voice steadies, and you walk into that room feeling more empowered than ever before. That's the magic of positive affirmations. They can help you rewire your brain for success, even in the face of fear or uncertainty. So remember these key takeaways. Make your affirmations specific. Use the present tense. Practice consistently. Feel the emotions behind them. And don't be afraid to stumble along the way. You've got this. Keep practicing. Keep believing in yourself. And watch as you tap out of anxiety and into a place of greater calm and confidence. And that's it for today, folks. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these powerful words. And if you have any personal experiences or affirmations that have worked wonders for you, hit us up on social media and let us know. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.